Well, Take It All is on for two more nights on NBC, and it's the Yankee Swap White Elephant game on steroids. Have you ever played any of those games where you go to a party and you get to take presents and steal from each other? Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. We do the White Elephant every year in our family, and usually one of the kids cries at the end.
Do people cry on
so
your
imagine
show?
So imagine this. Yes, there is a lot of tears. Men cry. Women faint. It's crazy because what we did is we took those presents and we amped them up. So what if the presents were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars? You have Mercedes and hovercrafts and submarines, things you've never seen before. And they come out, five people, and they take the presents, they steal from each other, and at the end of each round, who's ever holding the least valuable prize gives it back and goes home until it's down to two people who are holding hundreds of thousands of dollars in life-changing amounts of cash and prizes, and they face off against each other in a prisoner's dilemma. Their hand is on an iPad. They have two choices. They can either choose to click on Keep Mine or Take It All. They talk to each other. They could be bluffing or playing the game, and they decide, they say, let's keep my, I'm going to keep whatever I have, you keep whatever you have, and that could be a bluff. When I say lock it in, one of them could click to take it all. If only one of them is clicked on take it all, that person takes it all. They take all their prizes, their opponent's prizes, they leave with everything. The other night, a guy left with over $500,000 in cash and prizes. The other person had nothing. If they both click on take it all, they both end up with nothing. If they both, and this has happened some nights, decide to really keep what they have, they walk out with hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's kind of an interesting social experiment.